You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
On Friday, something came up about saying I'm sorry. The mind bender. The mind bender was about people who in a relationship are the ones who always have to say I'm sorry because the other person won't ever do it. And Jeremy blurted out, yeah, I say I'm sorry even when I don't even mean it.
That's pretty much exactly what I said, and I'm prepared to be skewered over this because of the insincere apology. But we also had people agree with me on Friday.
Chris, our traffic diva, agrees with you.
Yeah, I think we even had a couple callers that said they do this. But instead of having the stress of a fight and the anxiety and just the tension throughout the day, if I'm fighting with Knick Knack, I will just apologize, even if I know that she's in the wrong or my position is correct. I'll still just apologize just to end it, be done with it, and move on with my life. And I don't see any reason why that's bad. I mean, granted, I'm not talking like custody battle situations or things that are super serious, but you know, hashtag married life, mundane, stupid arguments that you have throughout your relationship. I'm just going to end it by apologizing and saying, yeah, honey, you're right.
But you don't mean it. You're being dishonest.
Who cares?
Well, it's not a matter of who cares. I'm just having a philosophical discussion with you about it. You're being dishonest, and you admit that you're being dishonest.
Totally, hands down, 100%.
You don't care that you're dishonest.
That's right.
Do you think it really is? Let me ask you this. We've talked on the show before about the demanding an apology. I always laugh at organizations that get mad at somebody like a celebrity, and they do this big thing where we demand an apology, which to me is the dumbest thing in the world. So if you demand that I apologize and I just go, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, but you don't mean it, and that person walks away all satisfied. Oh, I demanded an apology, and I got it.
If it ends the argument, but both parties move on.
I don't know how you can ever demand an apology. I think if you demand an apology, you're an ass. Because if the person wants to apologize and feels like then they'll just do it.
Because in that situation, you know the other person, when they do apologize, it's completely 100% insincere.
They don't mean it. But what?
100%.
You get some sort of power out of demanding an apology?
I made them say I'm sorry.
Yeah. Look how big I am. It's
whatever.
Like, how stupid.
Yeah, I get that.
But I'm more of, because I will not apologize unless I mean it. So you and I are different here.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll do, because you're like, you do it just to end the fight.
Yeah.
So what I'll do to try to end the fight is default. I'll just break up with the person and leave.
No. Well, see you later.
No, what I will do is I fall back on that whole agree to disagree. I will sometimes say, look, I'm sorry you're upset about this, and I'm sincere about that. I don't want you to be upset, but I can't apologize for something I believe in. I'm not going to do that. So I'll just say, can we just agree that we're not going to ever agree on this?
Yeah, but then I still feel like there's going to be tension there.
For like 20 minutes.
No, until they bring it up again a month later when you're in your next fight.
And you just say, look, you know how I feel about this. I don't want you to be upset, but this is how I feel.
And then it just starts stacking on.
I think 9 out of 10 cases, people just eventually get over something. And they're like, hey, my spouse and I cannot see eye to eye on this. Because they're going to know it's insincere. So what good does that do?
No, you got to get good at it.
I know you're a good liar, but you're not that good.
I'm pretty sincere. I was like best actor in school. There's a lot of acting that comes with this job. So I'm pretty darn good. Like, you've got to weave in other things. Like, you'll do the apology, and then you got to go in for a certain style of hug, you know, and maybe a kiss. And then you compliment them, and then compliment the family,
the mother. Nicole is smart as a whip.
We had pretty good fight this weekend, and I pulled this whole thing, and life is dandy this Monday morning.
Yeah, it is. Listen, Nicole is super smart. She's smarter than you.
Hands down.
So you know she knows that you're not sincere. So what is it about the person?
That is part of the problem. Talking about this, like, I kind of, you know, I've given
she
it
knows.
Up now.
She knows. So what is it about the person who knows that the apology is insincere, but that still satisfies them?
I don't think they would know.
Nicole knows when
you don't
mean
it. Well, she knows now
it.
That I do it and everything because I talk about it on the air. But I think any other, you know, John and Mary outside of the radio business, if they're fighting and he apologizes, she would have no idea if he's good at it or she's good at it. They would have no idea at all. Especially if you work in the theatrics of the hugging and maybe drop a tear.
Oh, for God.
Sincere apology, man.
That is just manipulation.
Of course it is. You're manipulating a happy marriage. Why sit around and have anxiety and fight with each other over something silly when you can completely end it and then be happy together again?
Why don't you just solve the issue without
having
to
do... What if the issue is not going
to
be solved?
Since that's life.
Then you agree to disagree.
That is life. Look at the Middle East. They have agreed...
I know.
They've disagreed for thousands of years.
Yeah.
Hell, in our own country.
There's
right?
a lot of disagreement.
Total disagreement.
But when you have to live in the same house with the same person day in and day out,
yes.
end it and be happy.
It doesn't end it,
Throw
though.
In the towel, man. It's tapping out in wrestling. I'm done. Tap, tap. Even though in your mind you think you could beat the other guy, I'm tapping out. I'm done. You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, because I've heard this for years and years. You're just one of
I can't be the only one that's doing
no,
this.
No, you're not. You're one of many people who feel this way. I just wanted to have a conversation about it
yeah.
on the radio because it is relatable to probably 99% of our listeners.
If I'm fine with doing it and I can go on with my day with no resentment, mm-hmm. fine. And if the other person can go on with their day thinking that they won the argument and the argument is complete, easy peasy, mac and cheesy.
Well, that's the end of the conversation.
That's it.
When you say that.
Easy peasy.
I will never.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Here's Susan. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
What do you think?
Hey.
I would totally knock Jeremy's block off if he pulled that nonsense with me.
Why would you,
you know,
do
it's,
such
it's
a violent thing?
Not what? Really, but I'm not really as a whole, but. You don't lie and manipulate someone to someone you care about.
Have you ever been married, Susan?
Yeah, I have.
You have to lie
for
to make
time.
It happy.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
argue that I'm more invested in the happiness of the relationship because I'm focused
no,
more on the happiness.
In trying to avoid conflict versus respecting your partner.
No, I'm ending the conflicts.
Tom's approach of turning around and saying, yeah, we agree to disagree, having some laughs. I mean, sometimes it's hilarious if you step back, you're like, are we really seriously fighting about this? This
yeah,
is
but
so
some,
stupid.
Sometimes it
Why
doesn't work that way.
No, but that's, you know, it's an important part of keeping the humor alive in a relationship so that you can.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, I'm glad you called. Thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Susan. I'm sorry that I offended you.
You know, the bottom. Shut up, Jerry. One of the things that we haven't taken into account here is that the reason you apologize all the time is that you truly are wrong in that relationship.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
The stuff you do, you should be apologizing.
I'm a saint.
You should not only be apologizing,
saint
you should mean it.
No, shut up.
Here's John. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
What do you say?
I've been married for 3 years, and I can say that sometimes just, I wouldn't say it's necessarily trying to avoid conflict when you just apologize without meaning it, as much as it is just trying to smooth things over because there's more important things that you guys can be working on as a team.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that is avoiding conflict. That is what you're doing.
For example, my wife and I's most recent argument is why we chose sides of the sink when we moved into our apartment when her stuff ends up all over the counter anyway.
There you go.
And yesterday I just, you know what, just have the counter, and I just moved all my stuff to the drawer.
Yeah, but that doesn't require... Listen, we got to run. Thank you for that.
But they were fighting about the sink.
But
see,
that doesn't require an apology. It's just like, here's the solution.
I'm sorry I had my things on the counter.
Please let me
remove my cologne and deodorant so you can have the rest of the counter. Happy wife, happy life.
Here's Deb. Good morning, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
What do you think?
Well, I have to say, I used to be you, Dom. I used to not apologize if I didn't mean it. And I ended up figuring out that it made things too tough. And my husband, he just would fight me until the bitter end. And it would end up being a blowout. Now I do what Jeremy does. You know, and I smile when I do it, so he knows it's not sincere. but it ends it, and we get to move on and have a wonderful life.
You know what there this says? Go. Okay, I respect what you're doing, but at the same time, what does this say? And this is my second time to say this in this conversation. What are we saying about the other person? You're saying that they're pretty much brainless. I mean,
no,
aren't you?
No,
but they're not getting the sincere apology.
If they know it's not sincere, and yet they go, "Okay, thank you, then I win," but they know they didn't win. What are you saying about that person?
But you make it seem like they win.
But
he knows
but they know.
I love him, and
well,
I just
course.
Don't want to argue about it anymore.
Well,
it's like
course.
Goes back to John, the previous guy. It's because 90% of your arguments are stupid. So why have the headache
right.
of fighting in the fight and focus on your happiness?
Why don't you just say this is a dumb argument? Neither one of you has to apologize.
Well, because then the other person's like, "Well, no, you're dumb, and your family's dumb, and we should never. I should have listened to my mom and never married you." And then it escalates.
Wow.
The next thing you know, you both have separate places. Just because she was using too much of the counter.
Deb, go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Deb.
You too.
We love you. We love you much. Time for two more quickly. We got to make them fast, though. Here's Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to give kudos to Jeremy for the insincere apology, because I think even if you don't agree, just saying sorry sometimes shows that at least that person cares enough to try to resolve it and
exactly.
be done with it.
I'm caring enough about this relationship that I don't want to fight with her.
Are we saying then, Sarah, that there's no other solution to some arguments except to lie and deceive? Is that what you're saying?
Not at all, but sometimes saying sorry is a way of, like, compromising just to be done with the conversation. I think the only problem with it would be, like, if you keep doing whatever it is. Like, say you're sorry, but then keep doing it because you really weren't sorry.
But why wouldn't Jeremy keep doing that? Because he's not sincere. They're hollow
well,
words.
Well, there would be things.
They are hollow words.
Yeah.
Sarah, thank you for the call.
And?
What's your point?
Yes.
Sarah, thank you for that call. We got quickly to one more. Hey, Joshua, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm getting my butt kicked in this argument, and that's fine.
Listen, I'm sorry that you're getting your butt kicked.
Oh,
no, honestly.
Shove it,
no,
listen.
I totally agree with you. I think you should never say it unless you mean it. For two reasons. One, it doesn't end the argument because when it comes up again later, it's just going to be hashed up again where, as like you said, you can just say, hey, look, we already have agreed that we don't agree on this, so let's just get past it.
Well, now that's a good point because when the argument comes up again,
can't you just apologize again?
Are you not only saying you're sorry the first time, the second time do you have to switch your position?
No, you just apologize again.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. Like, I know I don't accept that. If she apologizes to me and I know it's not sincere, I just want to keep arguing about it. But if we're like, you know what, we're just not going to agree. We're different.
You just
people.
Like fighting, then it sounds like.
Well, I think you
oh,
can
it's
be.
My thing.
See? There you go. Like, it wouldn't work for you, dude.
It's my thing. That's my jam, man.
It's my jam. I love
arguing.
Arguing's
my jam. Joshua, have a great day.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. You too.
See you later.
Appreciate the calls. Well, those were fun calls.
Those were fun. I bet a few people were on my side.
Oh, you and the majority of people
it
on your
nice.
Side.
It was nice. It was nice for once.
Hey, people
They're
are different.
Different.